Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The situation has been with us for several weeks now, in fact several months, and there doesn't appear to be any sign of any change to the current situation. There are no current sunspots visible on the earthward facing side of the sun, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 60, that's 60. Now that information indicates that high frequency propagation on long haul multi-hop paths on frequencies above about 10 MHz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be quite unreliable in the immediate future. However, frequencies above about 10 MHz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Now in the meantime, we're moving out of our winter season here in Melbourne and we're moving towards the spring. And that means that propagation patterns will change dramatically. Our morning period now, local sunrise here is around 2100, that's 7 a.m. And evening sun, the sunset of course in the later afternoon is now occurring at a later time. So on the lower frequencies, that's the lower shortwave frequencies, there's been quite good reception here in Melbourne during our post-sunrise period, and I'd like to share with you some of the items I've noted recently. 90 metres, 3325 Papua New Guinea, the station at Kaita. Morning service there is usually on, it usually comes on around about 2000 and it fades out around 2200 here in Melbourne. 49 metres, Kuwait, 5960. Radio Fana broadcasting in Persian. And 5875, Thailand. Voice of America from the Udorn relay station with Korean. 5910, the United Arab Emirates. The BBC from the Dubai relay station with its programs in Arabic to the Middle East. 5945, China National Radio Network 1, the domestic service. 5950, France, the Korean broadcasting system, also using the relay station at Usedun in France for programming in the French language for Africa, the Middle East and Europe. And 5960, the voice of Turkey with its programs in Turkish. 5995, South Korea, station known as the Voice of Hope, a politically based station using transmitters in South Korea. And 6055, the religious broadcaster, the Overcomer Ministry, heard from the Kostinbrod transmitter in Bulgaria with programs in English to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. And 6110, Ethiopia, Radio Fana with broadcast in the Oromo language. And 6125, China Radio National Network 1. 6145, the United Arab Emirates, Korean broadcasting system from the Dubai relay station with its programming in Arabic to the Middle East. And on 6170, Radio Romania International, with programs in English to Europe. 41 metre band. 7215, China Radio International from the CEREC Albania relay facility with transmissions in Arabic. Two frequencies for China National Radio Network 1, 7230 and 7345. And 7390, China Radio International from the Xinhua transmitting station in Hungarian with programs to Europe. 31 meter band, 9460, the Voice of Turkey with programs in Turkish. 9555, Saudi Arabia, the broadcasting station there with programs in Arabic. And 9705, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in Vatican City with programs in English to Europe, Africa, Middle East and Asia. And 9750, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran from Tehran with its English programs to Europe, Africa and the Middle East to signing off at 2020. So that was a summary of some notable frequency occupancies made here in Melbourne across the time span in our Melbourne morning period, pre-sunrise, between 2000 and 2100, and those conditions are likely to continue for the immediate future. I switch across to Eastern Europe with our regular report from the SWL DX Bulgaria organisation, which has technical monitors located in Sofia, and this is a summary of some recent observations which have been made recently in that part of the world. Egypt, the mystery Egyptian musical station, continues to be heard on 9400, noted in the Eastern European daytime period between 09:30 and 09:40. The location of the transmitter is not known. A religious station known as Evangelisch Missions, broadcasting from the Nauen relay station in Germany, heard between 10:30 and 11:00 on 6055 in German to Central Europe on Saturdays and Sundays. The transmitter power there is 125 kilowatts. The antenna is 222 degrees to Central Europe. And another religious station heard has been the Bible Voice Broadcasting via the Nauen relay facility in Germany on 15265 between 14:30 and 14:58 to Southern Asia in English, and 250 kilowatts there, and the antenna 102 degrees. And the Voice of the Andes via the low-powered station at Nauen, another station using the facility there, the relay facility in Germany, 13800 between 15:30 and 16:30 to Central Asia in Russian and Chechen on Saturdays with 100 kilowatts and the antenna 100 degrees. And Guam, Adventist World Radio, the Voice of Hope, heard in the 25 metre band in Eastern Europe on 12090 between 1100 and 1130 in Russian to the far eastern part of Russia, antenna 345 degrees and the power 100 kilowatts. Spain, the Spanish foreign radio, noted on various frequencies between 1400 and 2200. They are 9690 to Eastern North America. These are all in Spanish. 200 kilowatts, 290 degrees antenna, 11670 to Western Central Africa, 200 kilowatts and 161 degrees antenna, and 11940 to South America. Antenna 230 degrees and the power 200 kilowatts. And the fourth frequency, 12030 to the Near and Middle East with 200 kilowatts and antenna 1110 degrees. Thailand. Radio Thailand World Service heard in the 16 meter band in midday period in Eastern Europe between 1000 and 1100. The frequency 17850, broadcasting in Thai to the Near and Middle East. The transmitter station is at Udorn, that's the IBB station, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 305 degrees. A station known as Ranjin Karman or Radio Rainbow, broadcasting from the Grigoriopol relay station, frequency 7535, reception time 1630 to 1700, and programs to Western Asia with large power, high power 500 kilowatts, antenna 116 degrees. And Uzbekistan, the Bible Voice broadcasting station using the Uzbekistan transmitting station in Tashkent, heard in Eastern Europe on 9370 between 1200 and 1230 in Urdu to Southern Asia, the transmitting power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 163 degrees. Now those notes were provided by the SWLDX Bulgaria online newsletter of stations heard by technical monitors in Eastern Europe and particularly in the Sofia, Bulgaria region. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.